الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, if you could all just stand up, please, fill in the rows properly as you would for Salah, and then sit down, so that the brothers that are coming in right now, they can find space both inside, in the front, and in the back as well. Barakallahu feekum. Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. Inshallah, tonight's recitation will be the 11th juz of the Quran. We will conclude with Surah Al-Bara'ah, the surah we started yesterday, Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah Al-Bara'ah, and then we will start off with Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Just go briefly, then we'll get to the main points, inshallah. And we will also start off with Surah Al-Hud, which is also a Makki surah, but we won't go into Surah Al-Hud for today, simply because we are only doing 5 ayat of this surah, one page. So we'll go into Surah Al-Hud tomorrow, inshallah. Surah Yunus is a Makki surah. As we mentioned before, the Makki surahs, they specifically, or more importantly, they deal with the aspect of Tawheed, the aspect of Risalah, Nubuwah, Prophethood, and the aspect of Akhirah. So Surah Yunus, much like the other Makki surahs, it does the exact same thing. However, Surah Yunus focuses on a very specific part of Tawheed. It focuses on the belief of the Mushrikeen of Mecca. See, the Mushrikeen of Mecca, what they would do, and you will see this in many, many ayats of the Quran as well, that are coming later on. They would say that, yes, Allah Ta'ala is Allah. However, these idols that we have, they are also intercessors, our intercessors on behalf of Allah. So yes, we are doing whatever nonsense we are doing. We are committing zina, we are committing murder, we are stealing, we are cheating, we are lying, we are doing all of that. But these idols whom we are pleasing in this dunya by giving them sacrifices, by worshipping them, by doing all of that, on the day of Qiyamah, they will intercede on our behalf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Qur'an, He rejects this notion. You know, He says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. We did this in Ayatul Kursi as well. Who will be an intercessor on behalf of anyone except with the permission of Allah? No one can intercede. If you remember the hadith, we mentioned as well the hadith of Shafa'ah. The ummah, or the entire creation, they will go to Adam alayhi salam, they will go to Nuh, they will go to Ibrahim, they will go to Isa, they will go to Musa. Eventually they will come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of them were great anbiya alayhi salam in their respective rights. No one can deny that. However, they will all say, no, we can't intercede. So if none of the anbiya alayhi salam can intercede, how can anything else, not anyone else, how can anything else intercede in front of Allah on behalf of the nonsense that they are perpetrating? So throughout this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings approximately 11 different proofs. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, who sustains you? Is it this idol that gives you food, or is it Allah? Even they accepted it as Allah. أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ If Allah wants to take away this eyesight that you have, this hearing that you have, can these idols return it back to you? Even they were saying no. So he's saying, when you have all of these proofs in front of you, with what leg are you standing on to now claim that these idols will intercede on your behalf? It's illogical, it's a fallacy. Then, this surah, the name Surah Yunus, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Yunus alayhi salam. And some of the Mufassirin mention, perhaps because of the unique incident of Yunus alayhi salam, that is why Allah subhanahu, that is why the surah is named after him. And his incident is mentioned right at the end, almost the last two pages of this, one ayah only. His entire incident is encapsulated in one ayah, but it is very unique. And I can't remember the ayah. How's the Quran? Yes. فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينَ See, previously, the Anbiya alayhi salam and the incidents that were mentioned, when the Nabi finally said, I can't deal with this anymore. What happened? The nation was punished. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down. In the case of Yunus alayhi salam, it wasn't like that. Yunus alayhi salam, for example, the Qawm of Aad, the Qawm of Thamud, etc., when they saw the clouds of punishment coming, they started rejoicing. They said, no, the rain which we are long awaiting for is finally coming. You know, the Bawakuf is that person when he is going through tough times, and instead of trying to ponder over why he's going through tough times, he goes and does more nonsense in order to make himself feel better because he's feeling a bit upset about something else. That is what you call a stupid person. So they were like that. But the Qawm of Yunus alayhi salam, when they saw the clouds coming, they realized that, you know what? This is the punishment. Yunus alayhi salam left the place. After that, the whole whale story, you know, he was swallowed by the whale, Jonah and the whale, that comes after that. Yunus alayhi salam, he left. And when they saw every single person, man, woman and child, came out into the field, and they all started asking Allah for forgiveness and saying, we believe in what the messenger of Allah, meaning Yunus alayhi salam, had brought. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is a unique incident if you look at it. All the other stories of Anbiya alayhi salam that have been mentioned, Nuh, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Musa, Harun alayhi salam, all of them. The punishments came, those nations were, you know, dealt with. But the change didn't come about. So that is the reason as to why this surah has been named behind Yunus alayhi salam. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of the incident of Nuh alayhi salam and the flood and the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Very briefly mentions it. The one incident Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in detail is the incident of Fir'aun. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَن يَفْتِنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ Fir'aun was a tyrant on this earth. And he was from those who had committed a great deal of oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks one specific part of this incident, and that is the incident when Fir'aun was about to drown. This also reflects upon the qawm of Musa alayhi salam. You know that qawm? We've been speaking about that qawm from the beginning of Ramadan. It refers to that qawm. That qawm saw what happened to Fir'aun. They saw the river split open when Musa alayhi salam struck his staff. They saw the armies of Fir'aun chasing them. They saw that the last person of Banu Israel crossed the river. They saw that the entire army of Fir'aun had entered the river. And it was only once the entire army of Fir'aun had entered the river and the entire Banu Israel had exited the river that the river closed. They saw all of that. Despite that, what did they do? The first thing they go out, we want a god like they have a god, one we can see. So they created a calf. After the calf, they refused to accept the Torah, saying, why was it revealed on Musa? Why is it not revealed upon us? That is that qawm they're dealing with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again brings the mention of that qawm. Now, that is Surah Yunus in a nutshell. Going back to Surah Al-Bara'ah, in the 11th juz of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals specifically with regards to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Now, what is a munafiq? We use the term munafiq very loosely. A munafiq, shar'an, meaning the mustalahan. What's... One is linguistic. What's the other? Right. One is the linguistic meaning. What's the other thing? Gee, by where are all the doctors, all the lawyers gone? What's the other term? You know, one is the linguistic meaning of something. One is the other. What's the other? The word is not coming. Istilahan. Gee, Baba. Gee? You can say legal term, right? Let's take the word legal term. Yes. What is the legal term? Munafiq, when you look at it from the legal term, it's one of the worst types of kafir. When someone calls someone a munafiq here, we say because, oh, he said one thing, he meant something else. No. When the Quran speaks about a munafiq, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, they will be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. It is not a small thing. It is not a minor thing at all. It is a very major, very serious thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about these type of people. So Allah Ta'ala mentions a few things. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that, and all of these incidents revolve around the incident of Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk. So just to speak briefly on the expedition of Tabuk. Right, Tabuk took place in the 9th year of Hijrah before Hajjatul Wada', before the farewell sermon, but towards the latter end of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. It is the last expedition Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself was part of. In the incident of Tabuk, it took place in a very hot part of the year. And it took place at a time when all the farmers were trying to get their crops. So you can understand it is very difficult. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked everyone to donate. And you had the likes of Umar radiallahu anhu, who took everything he had, his daughter had, his wife had. He split it into two. He kept half for his household, and the other half he gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you had the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who brought everything he owned. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you leave behind for your family? He says, taraktu fihim Allah wa Rasulah. I left for them Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu anhu says, it was at that time I knew there is no competing with Abu Bakr. Because they would always compete with one another in a good way. Where one is doing something, he wants to do more. So he can become closer. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, at that time I realized there is no way, no one can compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then you had the likes of Uthman radiallahu anhu, who gave so much that the Sahaba mentioned, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam putting his hands into the coins, into the gold coins. He was putting his hands, turning them in and out. And he was saying, مَا ضَرَّ أُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. Whatever Uthman radiallahu anhu does after him, after this day, it will not affect him. Allah has forgiven him. Khalas. Such was the rank of Uthman radiallahu anhu. But just to understand the picture, it was a very difficult time. And the munafiqeen, what they did, they went to their clique, they went to their group, and they informed the group that, you know what, لا تنفروا في الحر. It's very, very hot. We can't do this. There's not going to be any fighting. Just stay. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just doing all of this. Leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرَّهُ. That, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, yes, it is hot, but the fire of Jahannam is far, far, far more severe than that. So that was the first. As Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was leaving, a group of the hypocrites, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Masjid al-Dirar in this surah. And what they had done is they had built one masjid. You can't really call it a masjid, they built one place. And that place, they wanted to consecrate it with Rabi' alayhi salatu was salam coming. But the reality of that place was, it was a weapon storage for when they could finally kill and attack all the Muslims. That was their plan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. That leave a masjid dirar. Rather, go to لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى. That masjid whose very foundation was based upon the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was Masjid Quba. مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. In it there are men that want to attain true purity. This refers to the people of Quba. What they would do is they would make istibara and they would make istinja. So what is istinja? We all know what istinja is, right? You wash your, you know what you wash. The other is the using of toilet paper in today's day and age. They used to use clay balls, mud balls, clay, not mud, clay. So this community would do both, not only one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them, saying they really want to attain purity. Because it's a higher form. You use water, on top of that you use tissue to make nothing else is there. You use just tissue, well, you'll know what's happening after that, right? This is not a tahara lesson, but you'll know. Then another incident that is mentioned is the incident of Ka'b ibn Malik, Murara ibn Rabi' and Hilal ibn Umayyah. These were three sincere sahaba radiallahu anhum. But when it came to the incident of Tabuk, they did not go and join the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back, they presented their reason and they said, you know what, we were weak, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a punishment that was a public punishment. They were to be exiled, not exiled, but no one was allowed to speak to them for a period of up to 60 days. And after that was resolved. Just a few ayat here. One ayah, and then we'll finish from there. وَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. Right, I'm going to request all the committee members to cover their ears. Because they're not going to like what I have to say right now. It's not against them, but... Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I, why do we not invest in the imams in our community? You can invest in a masjid. There are many masajid. There are many masajid in this country that, you know, subhanAllah, the wallpaper on one wall of that masjid, you can possibly fund an entire masjid for 1 year. You know I'm not exaggerating about that as well. One chandelier in that masjid can build an entire new masjid in England, not in another country. You'll know what I'm talking about. There's enough in people have invested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and I, مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٍ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Not just so he becomes a hafid and he can read nice Quran at the end of during Ramadan, no. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So they gain a deep understanding of the religion of Allah. Who is Allah Ta'ala telling this to? You. Me as well, but you know, I went to study. You'll never go. So I didn't go. Allah Ta'ala, my father, right? Allah Ta'ala gave my father the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gave my brother the tawfiq. It is not from my virtue. It is from their virtue. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless them. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guide them. But Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I. I'm not saying don't invest in your masajid. Right, please, don't take the wrong end of the stick. Tonight when the collection happens, don't say Imam Sahib said mustn't give money. I didn't say that. Please give money. But at the same time, mashallah, you want your children to become doctors. You want your children to become solicitors and this and that and whatnot. No problem. Do it. But what about the preservation of this deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? If you don't want your children to do it, you've got a'imma here, mashallah. You've got huffaz in your community, mashallah. Are you assisting them? Are you making their life easier? I'm not saying go and start giving them money and a new car, etc. Money is one thing. What about coming to the masjid and assisting them? What about being volunteers in the masjid? What about asking them and making them feel welcome in the community? What about making them feel like they are required in the community? You know, Imam Sahib, this question. Imam Sahib, that question. Mufti Google can only tell you so much. What wisdom the two a'immah in front of me can dispense, Mufti Google cannot dispense. This is the one ayah. But going on the other point, other committee members can listen, inshallah. Donate to the masajid. If there was no place for the imams to go to, then you wouldn't have anywhere. So yes, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ applies. But you also need a place for it to apply. And that is the masjid. Alhamdulillah, you have a beautiful masjid here. And summa alhamdulillah, it came in a very short amount of time as well. There are many, many places you go around. Right? They've been there for years and they do absolutely jack all. Quite simply put. But alhamdulillah, you have things happening. Make shukr. Show gratitude unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, show gratitude from your pocket as well. Right? And just to end off, inshallah, yesterday, the topic we spoke about yesterday, unfortunately, I'm not very happy with what something I said. And the something that I said was that, you know, just mentioning that I love that surah a lot. I'm not very happy with the answer I gave. I'll just really open it up. And the only reason I'm mentioning this is simply because I don't want anyone to take the wrong end of the stick, number one. And number two, I don't want anyone to misquote me. Right? My reason that I have so much love for those two surahs is because my earliest memory of my father is when I was a young child. My father would wake up for suhoor, etc. He would read Quran. I wasn't even a hafiz. But the ayat, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَلْيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا. I remember them from the time I was 5 years old. Because my father was reading them in his Indian tune. And that is why I had a lot of love for those two surahs last night. That is a real reason. So please, I know we mentioned a very difficult topic yesterday. No one take the wrong end of the stick. I told you the real reason. I think we can close that topic, inshallah. Right? Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله استووا أقيموا صفوفكم واسدوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا ك قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم صل وسلم